Hello and welcome to the latest podcast from filmphotoacademy.com. My name's Simon Walden and today I'm talking about making an AV or a slideshow. So AV, audio-visual slideshows, what are they? Well, they are pretty much what they say. It's a sequence of images set to music, maybe with a commentary. You might be presenting a story, you might be presenting a little photographic documentary or a portfolio of work, or maybe it's a wedding day or whatever. If you're talking about a story kind of AV, then the first thing you do is you have to write your story. And you may even want to generate a storyboard. That gives you a sense of the images that you're going to need and will help you focus on the picture list. You might go out and be shooting specifically to meet the story, or you may already have the images and you're creating a story around it. But I suggest you structure your piece overall so you know how it's going to flow. Just a word about the images. AVs, because they're presented on TV or on a PC, typically always in landscape format. So you'll probably want a lot of landscape format images rather than portrait images. On top of the images themselves, you'll have the sound and music. First of all, let's just talk about the music, but it takes forever, it seems to me, choosing the right kind of music to go with an AV. I often spend longer doing the music part than I do doing the slide part, it seems to me. You don't have rights to just pick out any old piece of music you like, though. Music is copyright the same way your photographs are. So if you're going to use music, you should either be paying a license fee for it, and again, for wedding videographers and wedding photographers, there are schemes for doing that. Or you want to use some royalty-free music. And there are lots of sites out there that provide lots of wide range of royalty-free music that you can download and use. You need to listen carefully. If you've got lyrics, you need to listen very carefully to the words. It's amazing how many songs sound okay and what you remember of them, but actually when you listen hard to the words, they're not what you think they are at all. You may want to record some kind of commentary or voiceover to go with the images. I use a package called Audacity. Indeed, it's the software that I use for editing these podcasts as well. Great little editing package. It's entirely free to use. The first thing that I do is look for all of the ums, ahs, and mouth clicks. Are one of those. And I edit those out, or as many as I can. The clicks you can usually get. I hate listening to a podcast or anything else that's got that clicking. Once you've noticed it, it's really obvious. It's a... Anyway, ums and ahs, slightly harder to get rid of. A lot of them, you know, it's just the narrator pausing, but sometimes you can't help but kind of the ah runs into the words and you, okay, so what am I doing next kind of thing. Can't always get rid of all the ums and ahs, but a lot of them need to go. And you'd be amazed when you listen to yourself how much you um and ah as well. So I've got the music, I've got the images, what do I use for putting them together? Well, there are a couple of clear winners in this area that are very, very popular. One is a package called Pictures 2XE, that's Pictures, the digit 2EXE, from WNSoft.com. It's a real cheap package, does a terrific job though, it's a brilliant piece. I use the older versions of it because I know that the generated slideshows will run on any PC or almost any vintage. The later version, although it's better and has more features, I found that on some older machines the slideshow is just a little bit jerky. If I'm going out to DVD, however, I prefer to use ProShow, that's available from photodex.com. ProShow comes in two versions, the ProShow Gold, which is about £80, and a ProShow Producer, which is £300 and some. ProShow Gold produces great materials. ProShow Producer gives you extra features. I've used both. At the moment, I'm using ProShow Gold, which is the cheaper version, and it does pretty much everything I need it to do. Okay, so you've got your images, you've got your music. What you're going to do is you're going to organize your images into sort of the right general sequence that they're going to go. And what you want to do is you want to sync that up to the music. In other words, that the music lasts the right kind of time for the images, or the images last the right kind of time for the music. And if you can, you want to try and get the images so that the images change from one to the next in the beat of the music as well. That gives you a much kind of stronger style and feel to the whole thing. Between each image, you'll have some kind of effect, some kind of fade or wipe. Both packages give you lots of possibilities, but here's the thing. If you use them all, it looks really messy. It's what I call the George Lucas effect. You watch Star Wars, he's got these horrible fades and wipes going all the time. It's really messy. So just stick to one or two fades and wipes. Similarly, there's the Ken Burns effect. This is where pictures move across the screen. They might rotate, or you might zoom in or zoom out or pan across. Again, use a little of that because it adds a lot of dynamic and interest to the sequence, but don't use a lot, or don't use a lot of different styles because, again, it just looks kind of random and messy. Watch out for what I call glitch cuts. That's where two images are similar. I get this a lot with weddings, for example, where I might have several different group photos one after the other. And the glitch cut is where the groups are sort of similar, but they sort of like jump from one to the next because they're kind of reasonably similar compositions. So I would zoom in on one and zoom out on the other, so there's a more significant difference. And if you've got portrait images, which don't fill up the whole screen, they'll typically fill about half the screen, then you can maybe either toggle the images so they come up from one side on the left and then on the right and then on the left and then on the right, or you can merge two images together to make one single image to fill that landscape space. A couple of little tricks there. And then you come to the output side. I think there's really, fundamentally, we're talking about three different outputs that you might be looking at. One is creating an executable file that you can then play on any other computer. The only issue there is an issue about Mac and PC compatibility, and I'm not aware of any package that will create an executable that will run on either format. If you know of one, be very interested to hear about that. Second option is to output to DVD, so it can be played on a DVD player. DVD resolution, even if you're talking about high def resolution, is still incredibly low compared to your stills images. So just watch with either of those formats, just be careful you're not getting odd artifacts as a result of that downsizing. Or the other option is you might want to put it up on YouTube, which is very low res by comparison to anything else that you're doing, but it's a great way of publicizing materials out. And I mentioned earlier on, I use the Pictures2exe for creating the executable versions because that's small and I know it runs on most PCs. I use ProShow if I'm going to DVD. I also use ProShow for the YouTube option because it has a built-in YouTube output. So you just feed in your YouTube login details, it automatically posts it straight onto YouTube for you. So, creating your own AVs, your own slideshows, it's not difficult using these packages. You can put together a very sort of quick and funky thing in maybe 30 minutes even, maybe 15. If you want to put some more time and effort into it, you can spend as long as you like. But once you get the swing of it, you can be very quick churning out the slideshow just to get a little bit of funk and excitement. And if you want to produce something that's a bit slicker, maybe you're talking about 2, 3, or 4 hours to put together. But it is remarkably easy to do these things, and I strongly advise you to go and do that. There's something about seeing a collection of images, particularly to music, adds a lot of power to the images and lets you show off a series or a project you've been working on in a way that makes sense. Okay, thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, there's always lots of stuff going on at the website. That's filmphotoacademy.com. Lots of extra materials, other podcasts, the DVDs that you can buy, the Pose book, and all sorts of additional material. So don't forget to drop by to the website, filmphotoacademy.com. Thank you. You seen that latest camera that Canon have just released? Got a shutter speed so fast you can now photograph a woman with her mouth shut.